大家好，
Hello, everyone.
大叔有话说。
Grandpa said,
今天聊一个蒋介石纳谏的故事。
Let's talk about a story about Chiang Kai-shek listening to advice.
话说1956年呢
In 1956,
蒋介石准备过七十大寿。
Chiang Kai-shek is preparing for his 70th birthday.
那么这个时候呢
So at this time,
各方呢都在准备给他过寿。
everyone is preparing a birthday party for him.
那蒋介石呢就在媒体上公开发表了一则文告。
What did Chiang Kai-shek do? He published a statement in the media.
这个文告的内容就是告诉大家不接受祝寿。
The content of this announcement is to tell everyone not to accept birthday wishes.
但是有六事咨询于国人，就是有六件事情啊。
However, there are six things that the Chinese people and six holdings have in common.
请大家给提提意见。
Please give your opinions.
这前五件事情呢，都是政治。
The first five things are all political.
经济。
Economy.
军事。
Military.
文化。
Culture.
甚至包括如何反攻大陆。
Even including how to counterattack the mainland.
那么第六件事情呢，就是针对他本人提意见。
The sixth thing is to give feedback on him.
原话是说，对忠正个人言行与生活啊，以及个性等各种缺点，做具体的指点与规正啊。
The original statement was about pointing out and correcting specific shortcomings in the personal conduct, lifestyle, and personality of Chiang Kai-shek.
非常谦虚。
Very humble.
非常有胸怀。
Ambitious.
非常有雅量。
Elegant.
对。
Okay.
全台湾岛提出啊。
All over Taiwan.
让大家给他提意见。
Let everyone give their opinions. Well,
那么当然这谁敢提啊
So, of course, who would dare to say that?
因为蒋介石的权威如日中天呢、啊、一言九鼎啊。
Because Chiang Kai-shek's authority was absolute, like a single cauldron of nine measures.
别说老百姓了，就连他身边的高官呢，见了他。
Don't mention the common people, even the high-ranking officials around him.
他都是胆战心惊。
He was always full of fear and anxiety.
如履薄冰啊。
Like walking on thin ice.
谁敢提意见？
Who dares to speak out?
但是这个时候呢
But at this time,
有一个人、啊、就站出来提意见了。
There was one person who stood up and gave an opinion.
这个人呢叫徐富官、啊、
This person is named Zhu Fuguang.
复习的复，复旦的复，观察的观。
Review of the review of the review of the official.
那这个人呢也不是外人。
That person is not a stranger.
这个人早年就是他幕僚室的秘书。
This person was a secretary to him in the office of the mayor.
后来呢，离开了官场去做学问去了。
Later, he left his position as an official and went to study.
当时他就在东海大学做教授。
At that time, he was a professor at East China Normal University.
当然后来经过这个事情之后呢
Of course, after this incident happened,
多年以后呢
Years later,
也在台湾待不下去了。
I can't stay in Taiwan anymore.
后来就到了香港，中文大学继续做教授。
Later, I continued to work as a professor at the University of Hong Kong.
叫徐富官。
Zhu Fuguang.
这个人很有才华。
This person is very talented.
写了很多书。
I have written many books.
这个徐副官呢就写了一篇文章。
This Lieutenant Zhu wrote an article.
我所了解的蒋总统的一面啊。
The book I know about President Chiang.
这个发表在了当时台湾的一份杂志，叫《自由》。
This was published in a magazine called Liberty in Taiwan at the time.
中国，自由中国的创办人很有名。
China, this country has a long history of education.
叫雷震。
Call him Lei Shen.
这个雷震呢，办自由中国。
How does Lei Shen achieve freedom?
通过这个杂志倒没什么大问题。
There's nothing wrong with this magazine.
经常提点意见。
Often give opinions.
但是后来呢
However, later,
他组建反对党。
He formed the opposition party.
那就逆了龙鳞了啊。
This is a dragon's scales.
就被蒋介石抓起来。
He was arrested by Chiang Kai-shek.
判了十多年。
For more than 10 years.
那么当时的这种情况下都不敢提意见。
Then, under such circumstances, no one dared to express their opinions.
为什么徐副官他提意见呢?
Why did Zhu Fubon make suggestions?
徐副官想得很简单。
Zhu, a lieutenant, thought simply.
徐副官说,
Colonel Zhu said,
我再怎么提意见。
I keep raising objections.
也不会有损于我平生最尊敬的。
Will not harm my most respected.
最崇拜的啊，蒋公的伟大人格。
The most admirable Mr. Jiang.
这是他想的第一点。
This is the first thing he thought about.
第二点呢
Secondly.
他觉得如果蒋公这么谦虚
He thought that if Chiang was so modest
请大家给他提意见
Please give him your feedback
如果大家不认真地提几句的话
If everyone doesn't take it seriously
让你提你不提
You can either bring it or not bring it
不让你提的时候
Don't ask me
你说三说四啊。
You said three, four.
这个怪话连篇。
This is nonsense.
那不就是跟政府作对吗?
Isn't that tantamount to opposing the government?
他就是出于这么两个简单的想法。
He was driven by these two simple ideas.
所以他就写了一篇文章。
So he wrote an article.
他就提了这么几条意见。
He raised a few points.
第一个意见呢
The first opinion is
当然首先是表扬他说
First, of course, I would praise him
蒋公和历史上所有伟大人物一样
Just like the great people in history
具有坚强的毅力啊
That's admirable perseverance
但是历史上很多伟大人物到了晚年都不如他早年、啊、
However, many great figures in history were not as accomplished in their later years as they were in their early years.
到了后期都不如他早期为什么呢
Why didn't he perform as well in the later stages compared to his early years?
就是他个人的认识和客观环境
It is his personal understanding and the objective environment.
客观形式经常是矛盾的。
Objective forms are often contradictory.
是不一致的。
Inconsistent.
掌握权力越大。
The more power you have.
掌握权力越久就越容易出现这个问题。
The longer one holds power, the more likely this problem is to occur.
就是领导者的主观认识和客观世界是矛盾的。
A leader's subjective understanding and the objective world are contradictory.
换句话说
In other words,
领导人的主观认识是错误的。
The leader's subjective understanding is wrong.
是片面的。
One-sided.
那么第二个意见呢?
So, what's the second opinion?
这个徐副官就提出来，
This Sufu then brought it up.
蒋公啊，就像一个非常勤奋的工程师。
Jiang, you're a very diligent engineer.
他确实很认真的在画设计图，
He was really focused on drawing the design.
但是他经常改变他的设计图，
But he often changed his design drawings.
他所说的这个设计图啊，
The design diagram he mentioned
就是他所主持制定的各种法律制度。
It is the various legal systems he has formulated and implemented.
但是他自己又经常破坏这些法律制度。
However, he often violated these laws himself.
他举了一个例子，
He gave an example.
他就说华盛顿林肯。
He said that Washington Lincoln.
华盛顿林肯就是不太满意国会。
Washington Lincoln was not satisfied with Congress.
但是他忠实于国会。
But he remained loyal to the Congress.
他不太满意宪法，
He is not satisfied with the Constitution.
但是他忠实的执行宪法。
But he faithfully executed the Constitution.
这是蒋公和华盛顿林肯的一个区别。
This is a difference between Chiang Kai-shek and U.S. President Lincoln.
整个台湾岛是有一部宪法的，一切大政方针。
The entire island of Taiwan has a set of comprehensive policies for all major matters.
应该按照宪法来，
Should follow the Constitution.
而且甚至希望再让在学校里
And even more, I hope that in schools,
把教授三民主义的时间拿出来一半教授宪法。
Take out half of the time for Professor Sun's three principles of the people.
实际上是提醒蒋公，
Actually, it reminds Jiang Gong.
不要用个人的意志践踏宪法。
Do not use personal will to violate the Constitution.
那么第三条意见呢？
So, what about the third opinion?
他就说要善于听取反面意见。
He said that he was good at listening to opposing opinions.
要善于听取不同的意见。
Be good at listening to different opinions.
这个徐副官说啊，
Issue Fubon said,
纳言受谏，在专制社会里也是一个基本的要求。
Nayan's advice was also a basic requirement in a totalitarian society.
但是呢，蒋公和他身边的人呢，都爱听自己喜欢的意见。
However, Chiang Kai-shek and those around him loved to listen to opinions that they liked.
对于不同的意见，
For different opinions,
对于反对意见，
regarding objections,
对于批评意见，都认为是跟政府作对。
all the criticisms are seen as being against the government.
这一条呢，这个徐副官说的比较尖锐。
What the lieutenant colonel said was quite sharp.
他说：“纳言受谏呢，是一门政治艺术。
He said that Nian is a political art.
他说，在这门政治艺术的表现上呢，
He said that in the performance of this political art,
蒋公表现的有点拙劣啊。
the performance of the KMP algorithm is a bit poor.
这个话说的蛮重的啊。
This is a pretty heavy statement.
这个虽然是作为自己人给他的老领导提的意见。
This is an opinion given to his old leader, I himself.
这个话说的也是蛮重的啊。
This is a pretty heavy statement.
第四条意见呢，
Article 4 opinion.
这个徐副官提出来就是用人的问题。
Issue Fu proposed the idea of using people.
他说蒋公最有求才之心。
He said that Chiang Kai-shek was the most ambitious of the three,
而且也最有能力
and also the most capable,
最有魄力给人授予权力
The most courageous person is the one who gives rights.
那当然呢，他是一把手啊。
Of course, he's a top performer.
他有这个能力。
He has this ability.
他有这个权利啊。
He has the right to do that.
当然他也是希望网罗四方英才啊。
Sure, he also wants to recruit talented people from all over the internet.
但是有一个问题是对于他喜欢的人
But there is a problem that for the people he likes,
不管他做事造成多大的危害
No matter what harm he has caused by his actions,
他也不会处分他
He won't punish him. Well,
而且对于他喜欢的人
And for the people he likes,
蒋公有能力
Jiang Gong has the ability,
有魄力
Bold,
有手段
capable,
用非常的手段给他授权
give him very broad authority,
比如说破格提拔呀
for example, promoting someone to a higher position,
比如说让他兼这个小组的组长兼那个小组的组长啊
for example, let him be the leader of this group and the leader of that group at the same time,
比如说万千宠爱集于一身呢
For example, being loved by everyone.
这是蒋公经常干的事
This is something that Jiang often does.
但是这样干就往往是因为用了一个干部伤害了成百上千的干部
But doing so often means that a carter is harmed by hundreds or thousands of carters.
而且给予他过多的责任
and give him too much responsibility.
过多的压力啊，并没有成就他
Too much pressure didn't make him successful.
而是可能会把他压垮
Instead, he might be overwhelmed. Well,
这是这个徐副官第四条建议。
This is the fourth suggestion in this narrative perspective.
而且这个徐副官呢，最后再三的说，啊，讲再多也不会贬损蒋公啊。
Moreover, this deputy commander Zhu repeatedly said and explained that he could never denigrate Chiang Kai-shek.
伟大人格一分一毫。
Every detail of a great man.
这个诚惶诚恐的响应蒋公的号召给蒋公提了几条意见。
This is really scary. The response to Chiang Kai-shek's call is to give Chiang Kai-shek a few suggestions.
那么肯定的这个大家都能想象得到的徐副官
So, this is a repair view that everyone can imagine.
因为这封信
Because of this letter.
因为这篇文章也没有带来好的结果
Because this article did not bring good results.
虽然当时没有马上把它打倒、啊、
Although it wasn't immediately knocked out at the time.
但是后来也是因为这个穿了不少小鞋、
But later, it was also because of this that I had to wear a lot of small shoes.
过了很多年之后
After many years,
在台湾岛待不下去了
I can't stay in Taiwan anymore.
就到香港去做学问去了
He went to Hong Kong to study.
那么徐副官这个事儿呢就
So, about Zhu Fu,
让我想起来另外一件中国大陆上的事情、
Let me recall another incident in mainland China.
特别巧时间也很接近
The timing is just right.
这个蒋介石祝寿是发生在1956年
This birthday greeting from Chiang Kai-shek occurred in 1956.
那么我们中国大陆上呢，是1957年，啊。
So in mainland China, it was 1957.
中央也号召百花齐放。
The central government also called for diversity and innovation.
百家争鸣，哎。
A cacophony of voices.
要听取全社会的意见。
To solicit opinions from all sectors of society.
帮助共产党整。
Help the Communist Party to seize power.
嗯。
Well.
那么刚开始的时候特别好。
And it was really good at the beginning.
但是很快，
But soon.
就这个情况发生了变化。
This is how the situation changed.
毛主席有一篇文章，情况发生了变化。
Mao Zedong had an article about a situation that changed.
那么后来呢，这个百花齐放、百家争鸣的这个纳谏活动啊，
So later, this flourishing and diverse environment where everyone could express their opinions and offer advice.
就变成了大规模的全国性的反映活动。
It has turned into a large-scale, nationwide response activity.
当年有很多右派了啊。
Back then, there were so many right-wing people.
也有很多人提意见了。
Many people have also expressed their opinions.
让我印象最深的就是有一个叫楚安平的人。
The most memorable person to me is Chu Anping.
这个楚安平呢，解放前就用一支笔反对国民党，批评蒋介石。
Chu Anping used a pen to criticize the Kuomintang and criticize Chiang Kai-shek even before liberation.
这一支笔啊，相当于千军万马，影响非常大。
This pen is equivalent to the influence of thousands of troops.
那解放以后呢？
After liberation,
他留在了北京啊。
He stayed in Beijing.
继续。办刊，办了什么刊呢？
What publications did they continue to publish?
好像是一个新观察。
It seems like a new observation.
那本杂志，那办得很好。
That magazine is doing well. Okay.
那57年的时候，
In those 5 years,
他就响应中央号召，啊。
He responded to the call of the central government.
在政协会议上发了个言。
I made a speech at the CPPCC meeting.
这个发言的题目就叫给毛主席、周总理提一点意见。
The title of this speech is Giving Suggestions to Chairman Mao and Premier Zhu.
结果呢，很快他就被打倒了。
The result was that he was quickly defeated.
这个后来就失踪。
He disappeared later.
用尽了好多办法就没找。
I've tried a lot of methods, but I still can't find it.
那他就失踪了。
He disappeared.
就是楚安平这两天读书。
Xu Anping has been reading these 2 days.
读到徐副官的这个故事。
After reading the story of Colonel Zhu,
让我想到了楚安平，给大家做个分享。
I thought of Chu Anping and asked him to give a presentation.